Why don't we stand together right now and praise that name that's above every name? Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just call that name right now. Jesus. Jesus. Just call that name right now. There's healing in that name. There's hope in that name. What a joy to be in covenant relationship with Him and have had that name called over us in the waters of baptism. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you know Him tonight? Praise God. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's peace in the name of Jesus here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no other name. No other name. Praise God. What a joy it is to be here tonight. So thankful for the blessings of the Lord on our life. And by the grace of God, I am what I am. A river is only as strong as the streams that flow into it. And I thank God for the streams of influence that have flowed into my life, past, present, and future. And one of those streams is been your pastor and pastor's wife, and I thank God for them for what they've poured into me, and I thank God for your prayers. There's so many here that have prayed, and I'm just asking you to step it up a bit. Praise God. 3 years ago, we resigned our church, and we, like Abraham, we went out not knowing whither we went, but we knew we had a word from God, and we began a faith journey, and we've just tried to continue to live that faith journey. But in 3 years, we've preached in 56 Missouri churches. And so last week, it was an honor to be chosen to lead this district beginning December 1st as the district superintendent and to be given the opportunity by the district board to become full-time, which will entail us moving to St. Louis. We put our home up for sale on Saturday. And so you pray that our home will sell quickly. But we believe that God has designated this state, this district, for great things. Amen. And this is an epicenter. God has prophesied to us that Missouri is to be an epicenter of revival and harvest and blessing and favor that's going to be felt around the world. And I believe it's going to happen. Is anybody excited about what God's doing? Praise God. Just this week, I've received text and phone calls and communication. And in one community, we were given a church. Didn't cost us a dime. They're putting a little bit of money into it, but somebody said, here's you a church. And that church is excited about what's happening there. Another church, they've been renting a building. They've been from another church. They have to have church around their schedule. But this week, they bought a church at a very discounted rate, and they're celebrating about that. I sat yesterday at breakfast with one of our North American missionaries, and they said, this week, we had a Bible study every day of the week, this past week, one of our North American missionaries. It's revival time. It's revival time. And I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. I give honor to my wife and my children. This is a team effort, and I didn't just resign, and I didn't just start evangelizing. We resigned, and we started following after faith, and this has been their journey as well as my journey, and they've taken it with joy and with all the ups and the downs and the unknowns and all of that, and they've navigated so well, and the hand of God is upon my kids, and I thank God for them. They're godly young people, and I honor them and my wife. You know, ladies, everybody likes security, but ladies appreciate knowing where and what and how and having a home and a nest and all those kind of things. And I just honor my wife tonight for taking this journey with us and thank God for her. She is anointed of God. God's hands on her and has used her mightily and is going to continue to. And I'm just honored and privileged to have her and my kids by my side, and I thank the Lord for them. Amen? Everybody good? Awesome. Daniel chapter 9, beginning of verse number 1. I feel like the Lord's going to speak to us tonight. Praise God. I feel like we're standing on holy ground here tonight. Praise God. Anybody hungry for everything that God has in store for us? Hallelujah. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I want His Spirit to move and speak tonight. Daniel 9, 1, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from Thy precepts and from Thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto Thy servants, the prophets, which spake in Thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto Thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither Thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against Thee. I want to go to verse number 17 through 22. Now therefore, O Lord, O our God, hear the prayer of Thy servant and his supplications, and cause Thy face to shine upon Thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline Thine ear and hear. Open Thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by Thy name. For we do not present our supplications before Thee for our righteousness, but for Thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for Thine own sake, O my God. For Thy city and Thy people are called by Thy name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Last verse, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. I want to preach tonight about the power of a prophetic prayer. Power of a prophetic prayer. How many tonight have a word from God that has not yet been realized? Would you just lift your hand? You have a word from God. There's been a promise that you feel like the Lord's given you. It's in your word. Somebody's not saved. You have a word from God because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But you've got something you're praying about. You're looking toward. You're believing God for it. Can you raise your hand and just hold it up? Amen. If everyone else will lift your hands and join with me, why don't we pray? Hallelujah. There's some things that God wants to do in us and through us and around us, and it's going to happen through the power of our prayers. Can you lift your voice right now in this house? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your voice be heard right now. Let the enemy know. Hallelujah. God is up to something. God is up to something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, You see this service tonight. And God, I believe it's ordered of You. I believe that we're not here tonight on accident, but we're here tonight on purpose. In the name of Jesus, I release faith in this house tonight. Let our mouth and our heart and our mind and our spirit be opened up to declare what the Word has already said is our promise. And Jesus, I pray through the power of prayer that, Lord Jesus, there are going to be miracles that are going to happen, that lives are going to be changed, that revival is going to come, that harvest is going to be all around us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Why don't you clap your hands right now and let's just fill this house with some praise. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. You're awesome in this house. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus said, after this manner, therefore pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. I would propose to you tonight that Jesus did not give us those words or potentially a pattern for us to simply just fill up some time every day. But I would propose to you that Jesus believed that your prayers make a difference. I believe that when you pray his kingdom to come and you pray his will to be done, that there is something that happens in the spiritual world that causes there to be a shift, that causes there to be some spiritual momentum for the things that God has declared and the things that God has desired to begin to happen, maybe even not in our view or where they can be perceived in the natural, but something begins to shift as God's people begin to pray and as the kingdom of God begins to expand through the power of your prayer. Amen. God has chosen to work through his people. Could he send an angel? Yes. Could he work by just his spoken word? Yes. But he has chosen to use men and women, young people, children like ourselves here tonight to pray his will into existence, to pray his kingdom to come. And when God's people pray, it happens. Amen. I would propose to you that things are created in more than one dimension. I have lived in a small town most of my life, and we had very little when we first moved there in 1980. I think we had a McDonald's, and I remember how excited we were when we got a Taco Bell. It tells you how small the town really was. And even in the last few years, as our town has begun to add various things, I would get excited when I would see an announcement from the city council meeting that something is fixing to come, and I'd go home and tell my wife, hey, you know what they're fixing to build? They're fixing to build a Hobby Lobby. And she'd shout and dance all over the house, and then I told her there was going to be a Ross, and she just was caught up into the third heaven. Was there a Hobby Lobby when I read it in the newspaper? No. Was there a Ross when I heard the announcement? No. Was there a Ross when they put the sign in the lot where it was going to go? Not physically, but there had already been a creation, for everything is created first in the mind of the Creator. Somebody can look at a vacant lot and they can see a shopping center. They can see a grocery store. They can see a gas station. They can see a beautiful home, and they can stand there and look at this undeveloped lot, and they can see this beautiful edifice that's going to be there. And there's a creation that happens in the mind of the Creator. And then that individual goes to a draftsman, an architect, and they sit down and they begin to describe it, and they begin to say, well, it looks like this, and it's about this long, and it's about this high, and I see it serving this function, and the architect nods their head and takes a lot of notes, and then just a little while later, that creator will get a phone call and will tell them, hey, I've got your building ready. The building is not yet physically been built, but it's been built into a second dimension. And he says, I want you to come because I've got something for you to see. It's been written down, and they'll sit down together and go over. And I've walked into pastors' offices before, and they're beginning to think about building. And they'll say, hey, do you want to see my building? And they're not talking about the one we're sitting in, but they'll roll out some plans on the desk and say, hey, this is what's happening. And then there comes that moment that the earth, the surveyors come, and the earth movers come. come and they start pouring the foundation and everybody says, oh, look, they're building a Hobby Lobby. They're building a Lowe's. They're building this. Well, they are building it, but this isn't its first creation. This is the third time that this particular building has been built. Pose to you that it mirrors what happens in the spiritual, because in the mind and heart of the Creator, there are things that God hath prepared for those that love Him. There are blessings, there is favor, there are things regarding His kingdom, where He sees His kingdom coming into St. Louis County. He sees His kingdom coming into your home. He sees His kingdom coming into your school, and He has it in His mind, He has it in His heart, and He has even put it into His word with a second building, a second dimension, and you're reading and you're praying and you're seeking God about your future, and all of a sudden God begins to speak to you about His desire for your life, His desire for your future, His desire for your marriage, His desire for what He wants to do through you. But there's got to be something in the heart of the individual that says, you know what? It's in the mind of God. It's been written into His word. It's already been created twice. But there's got to be somebody willing to get a hold of a prophetic word and say, you know what? It's not into the third dimension yet, but I'm going to be one who'll say, I'm going to pray it until it happens. I'm going to be part of it until it happens. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to believe. And I'm going to tell you, God is going to do it. Because He's faithful to His word. I've come in the Holy Ghost tonight to tell somebody, be not weary in well-doing, because you will reap in due season if you faint not. I've been praying for 20 years. Keep on praying. I've been fasting for 2 weeks. Keep on fasting, because God is going to be faithful to His promise. Oh, somebody clap your hands right now. Amen. God is going to do it. God is going to come through. God is going to show Himself strong on behalf of His people. Daniel, what a man of God. He pursued the prophetic word of God. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Daniel found direction for the future by what was written in the past. Hallelujah. Oh, that old dusty book. What does that have to say about my life? Oh, you'd be surprised what it has to say about your life, your past, your present, and your future. Because it's alive, because it is Him speaking to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad that He's got it all figured out when we don't? Aren't you glad that He's the Alpha and the Omega? He's the beginning and the ending. He's the first and the last, and He's everything in between, and God knows. God knows what He's planned for us. Hallelujah. He cared enough to read what was said in the past to determine what God wanted to happen in His present and in His future. Tonight you should be asking the question, what does God have to say about my life, my circumstance, my future? What has the Word declared? What is the Spirit saying to the church? Sometimes we're too consumed with what everyone else is saying that we fail to hear what God is saying about our lives. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need a prophetic word from God for my life so that I can pray it to pass, so I can pray the kingdom to come, so I can pray His will to be done. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to get a hold. God, what do you want to do? God, how do you want to work this out? God, how do you want to order my steps in your word? And if I can know how you want to order my steps, I may not see it today, but God, I'm going to pray it to pass. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on believing. I'm going to keep on trusting you until I see it happen. Praise God. Amen. Jeremiah 29, verse number 10, for thus saith the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished, amen, at Babylon I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end Hallelujah. As Daniel was marking those years off, and as it was getting close to that 70-year period, imagine the excitement as he was reading that scroll that day. Hey! Hey! Hey, Shadrach! Hey, Meshach! Hey, Abednego! He probably texted him and said, hey, come over to my house. I got to tell you something that I just read. Jeremiah said 70 years, and we're at it. 70 years, and God is going to visit us here in Babylon. But that's not all Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Woo! Hallelujah. Daniel got a word from God. Daniel got a prophetic word. God said, if I would seek him. God said, if I would seek him with all of my heart. God said, if I would persist in my pursuit of him, that he would meet me here, and he would turn away our captive, and he wouldn't just set me free. Amen. Wherever they have been driven, wherever there is somebody, amen, he's going to draw them back to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem's a desolate place. Jerusalem has been inhabited by wild creatures. Jerusalem has cobwebs and rubble, but something is fixing to happen because somebody is fixing to give themselves to prayer. Hallelujah. There may be some people that you look at their life, and there may be some situations that just seem like a bunch of rubble. But I promise you, if God gives you a prophetic word to start praying, don't start seeing rubble, but start seeing restoration. Don't see a sinner, but see a saint. Don't see a dark city, but see a church that's on fire and full of light, and see what God is able to do through you. Somebody lift your voice right now and somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's push a little further. Let's give that a little more energy. Let's pray right now in the Holy Ghost. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. We need to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I got a word. I got a word. But I got more than a word. I got a prayer to put with the word. Praise God. Praise God. There's too many people that get a word from God and expect God to do everything. Expect God to work it all out. Well, I got a word from God. Well, good for you. What are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to wait till God makes everything safe, and I'm going to wait till God lines all the stars up, and I'm going to wait till God rolls out the red carpet. You might be waiting a while. Praise God. If faith was easy, everybody would be doing it. Faith's not always easy. Faith's not always comfortable. Faith doesn't always make sense. Faith sometimes gives your elders nervous breakdowns. Hallelujah. Praise God. But thank God you prayed for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel said, I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. Hallelujah. It's not enough just to shout on Sunday night. It's not enough just to shout at youth camp. It's not enough to shout at men's conference and ladies' conference and say, I've got a word. But what are you going to do on Monday? Amen. What are you going to do on Tuesday? What are you going to do when it doesn't look like it's happening? What are you going to do when it doesn't seem like you're getting a breakthrough? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to keep on praying. You're going to keep on fasting. You're going to keep on worshiping. You're going to keep on believing, because God is going to fulfill what he promised if somebody will pray a prophetic prayer. Pray right now. Amen. We're making progress in the spirit tonight, but we're going to have to push. We're going to have to push. Amen. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophetic word moved him to pray. Prophetic word moved him to pray. Hallelujah. He made a deliberate and determined move toward God to help move God's plan into a new dimension. It's not enough for me just to hear the prophetic word or to believe the prophetic word. I've got to pray the prophetic word. Amen. My wife believes me. I said, all right, anybody else believe that? You got to pray the prophetic word. And I'm not talking about you trying to have to think about things and you to foretell. I want you to foretell what the Lord has already declared. This is what the Lord said. I may not know how, I may not know when, I may not feel it. But if he said it, I'm going to declare it as being the word of the Lord. Thus saith the word of the Lord. Thus saith the word of the Lord. God is going to do this. God is going to perform his word. He's going to be faithful to it. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? He's going to be faithful to it. Hallelujah. Elijah walks into Ahab and said, 3 years, not going to rain. Had a word from God. 1 Kings 18, the Lord says, go show yourself to Ahab, and I'm going to send rain. Go read it. What's he do? He goes and shows himself to Ahab, sets up, says his prayer, fire falls from heaven. That was great, but they didn't need fire, they needed rain. Rain won't bring, fire won't bring the crop, but the rain will. No rain. He said, go show yourself to Ahab, and I'm going to bring rain. Well, Lord, I showed myself to Ahab, but there must have been some other part of that equation. Because he said to Ahab, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain, but there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Hallelujah. I don't know what sound he heard, but it must have been a call to prayer. Because he said, you get out of here because rain's going to come, but I'm going to go pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a word from God that rain's coming, but I can't just wait for God to do it. I'm going to have to pray this. He's not forcing God's hand. He's just praying what God told him. He's not just making things up. It's not just blab it and grab it, name it and claim it. God told him it was going to rain. Woo! Hallelujah. He put his head between his knees. I think that he was just blocking everything out, because you know what? It doesn't look like rain. It doesn't smell like rain. Nobody's got their umbrellas out. Nobody's buying a rain slicker. I don't see nothing in my flesh, but I feel something in my spirit. And if I'll get a hold of God, rain's going to come. Hallelujah. There may not be a rain cloud in the sky, but if somebody can get a hold of a word from God and say, hey, I'm going to get my prayer closet and I'm going to put my head between my knees and I'm going to pray until something happens. Push, pray until something happens. There's got to be a persistence in prayer. There's got to be a burden of prayer. There's got to be something. Get a hold of Zion. Because when Zion travails, children will be born. But you got to push. You got to push. Come on. You got to push. You got to pray until something happens. Hallelujah. 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 He asked the servant, do you see anything? Go look. He must have been in a cave. He couldn't look up himself, evidently. I don't know. He sent the servant. He came in. No, I don't see anything. What are you going to do? I'll pray again. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. I want to quit. But Elijah wanted to pray. Don't look so holy and sanctimonious. Sometimes we just, oh man, that must not work. We tried that. We had a revival and it didn't work. We tried a Bible study and it didn't work. We tried an outreach and that didn't work. What are you going to do now? Hallelujah. My dad used to quote Brother Black. They asked Brother Black. They said, you know what? If you have a Sunday school contest and it doesn't work, what are you going to do? And he said, I'm going to have another one. Praise God. I'm going to have another one. Why? Because sometimes you got to push, amen, that prophetic word. You got to pray that prophetic word. Hallelujah. 7 times he comes back and says, no, I don't see anything but that final time. Hey, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Hey, buddy, it's time to run. It's time to get some cover. Amen. Because it's coming. The rain's coming. But it happened because Elijah said, amen, I'm going to pray the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Somebody shout much. Somebody shout much. Hallelujah. I'm not praying to make heaven by the skin of my teeth, but I'm praying, amen, so God can do exploits among his people. I'm praying so that God will show himself strong on behalf of his people and the world will say, I want to know your God. Hallelujah. Praise him right now with all your might. Praise him with all your strength. Praise him with all your heart. Hallelujah. Have you ever doubted it was going to happen? Absolutely. Praise God. But don't leave your post, an assignment to pray something into existence before you give God a chance to answer your prayer. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Ha-da-da-da-ba-sha-ra-ba-ka-tai. Hallelujah. 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 I hasn't seen it, ear hasn't heard it. It hasn't even entered into our heart the things that God hath prepared for them that love him, but he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, because the Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. That's why we got to have a move of the Holy Ghost. That's why we got to have a move of the Spirit, because I can't discern it with my natural senses. I can't discern it in my flesh. My flesh will say, you're wasting your time. My flesh will say, you didn't do any good. My flesh will say, you made a fool of yourself. My flesh will say, oh, you don't need to do that. But the Spirit says, if you'll persevere in prayer, and the Spirit says, if you'll go a little further, there's something waiting on you in the deep waters. Everybody's not going to go. Everybody's not going to take the trip, but you can take the trip, and God will do something in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He purposed to pray. But that wasn't all Daniel did in this next step that Daniel took, is one that just challenges me a little bit. If you read it, he postured himself as a sinner. Read it. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Hallelujah. Who, Daniel? A man in whom was an excellent spirit. You know, it's one thing to be responsible for your own sins, but it's another thing to borrow the sins of your father and borrow the sins of your grandfather and borrow the sins of your family and borrow the sins of your church and borrow the sins of your society and borrow the sins of your city and borrow the sins of your county and say, I'm going to be the one responsible. for being an intercessor for the sins of others. That is the key to praying the prophetic into existence, is being willing to stand in the gap, being willing to reach back for sins and failures of the past and say, Lord, I'm coming before you saying we need healing and we need forgiveness and we need you to forgive us. It's so easy for me to point fingers at this one and that one and think, oh, why don't they do better? Why doesn't this one do better? And why didn't they make that decision and try to stand in my stinking self-righteousness before God? But he said, your righteousness is as filthy rags. But if I could find that place of repentance and find that place in an altar and say, God, forgive us of our sin. Oh, we can point fingers at the abortionist, and we can point fingers at the racist, and we can point fingers at the New Agers and say, oh, they're so terrible. They need to repent of their sins. But I wonder what would happen if we stood before God and said, God, forgive us for our racism. God, forgive us for our materialism. Forgive us for putting you out of the schools. Forgive us for abandoning you, oh God. That's what holy people do. Ask Isaiah, who stood in the presence of God, and his testimony was, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. And he said that first, and then he said, and I dwell amongst people of unclean lips. I need a coal, because there's not a one of us that can stand in the holiness of God without turning and running or bowing our knee and realizing how much we are in need of forgiveness and realizing how much we are in need of a Savior. Sometimes we're so stinking sanctimonious because we compare ourselves among ourselves and we compare ourselves, amen, by the litmus test of the sinners around us rather than by the holiness of the God that we profess to serve. And I'm preaching to this preacher just like I'm preaching to you. But I say, God, give me the spirit of Daniel. Not that just people say, oh, he's a nice guy. He's got an excellent spirit. But God, give us the attitude and spirit of Daniel that'll reach back to sins that are not ours. And instead of being the first to cast judgment on this one, on that one, and look our nose down at those around us, amen, that seems so ungodly, but borrow their sin for a moment and say, God, would you please forgive them? God, would you please save them? God, would you not hold that against them? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. Daniel, like Christ, reached back and got a hold to the sins of the past. And he reached forward to a future Jerusalem, a future temple at the time of the evening oblation. And he said, Lord, I pray for the sins of the past, and I pray for a future that I'll never see. Begins to pray, oh Lord, now therefore, O our God, verse 17, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for this reason, for the Lord's sake. Lord, I'm not asking you to answer my prayers for my convenience. I'm not asking you to answer my prayers so people will say, if you want a prayer answered, call her or call him. But Lord, I'm asking you to answer my prayers for the Lord's sake. Because there's a city that's desolate. The condition of St. Louis, Brother Williford, grieves me. I don't say that with an indictment. I'm thankful you're here. Because you're here strategically and on purpose, and God has positioned this church. And I pray that there's going to be others that God's going to send into this city. It's desolate. It's violent. Kids killing kids. Innocents dying all around.
for your sake, Lord. Oh, my God. Now, oh my God, just a little blip on your text. I didn't get to go to Starbucks today, OMG. My boyfriend broke up with me, OMG. Daniel stands between life and death. He stands with the prophecy that after 70 years, something's going to happen. But there's got to be somebody willing to stand in the gap and pray with passion and pray it to pass. Put verse 18 up there for me. Pray it with me. Oh, my God. Capture his passion for a moment. Oh, my God! Incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. Verse 19, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you get a hold of it with me right now? How many know some desolate situations? You know some desolate people. Hallelujah. I want you to let the Lord put something in your spirit right now. Amen. A desolate situation, a desolate circumstance. Amen. I want something to rise up. Amen. He was moved by compassion. There's something about compassion that moves us into the miraculous. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, I'm not moved anymore. Amen. Start giving compassion. Start looking for people around you that need a little love. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You start investing in people that need investing, and your heart will start following. Hallelujah. You got something in your heart right now? Amen. Pray it with me. Oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thy own sake. Oh my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. St. Louis doesn't belong to the enemy. St. Louis doesn't belong to any group. St. Louis belongs to the Lord. Hashakataya, hallelujah. Your child, amen, doesn't belong to this, that, or the other. He belongs to Jesus. Your marriage doesn't belong to the world. It belongs to Jesus. Our young people don't belong, amen, to the world. They belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Somebody move in the Holy Ghost right now. I wish somebody get up and walk the aisles with me right now. I wish somebody start pleading the blood over these altars. Somebody start pleading the blood over these pews. Amen. There's somebody tonight, amen, out there that needs to be here. Their life is desolate. Their home is desolate. Their kids are desolate. But they are not going to be that way forever because God is going to do a work. Lay hands on that pew. Lay hands on that seat. They may not be here tonight, but they're coming. But they're coming. But they're coming. But they're coming. Amen. Jerusalem was desolate, but there was a prophet praying. There was a prophet praying. There was a prophet praying, and God was listening.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Let a spirit of intercession. Intercessors intercede. Intercessors intercede. Right now is the time. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not playing games. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of eternity. But if somebody can pray it to pass, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's in your mouth tonight? Is there a prayer in your mouth? Hallelujah. Is there a petition in your mouth? Or is it a complaint? Is it a question? Amen. I pray that there be a prayer. I pray that there be a prophecy in your prayer right now. I pray that there be a prophecy in your mouth right now. It's time to quit talking about how bad it is and start talking about how good God is. It's time to quit complaining and start praising and start believing that God is going to hear your prayer. Come on, let's raise the roof. It's time to pray with boldness. It's time to pray with authority. It's time to pray with faith and confidence that God is going to do it. Hallelujah. If you feel like praying with somebody, go pray with them. If you feel like joining with somebody, go join with them. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost lead you right now, and let's turn this whole room into a prayer room. Hallelujah. I want all the young people to go join your youth pastor right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did something at youth camp this year. Hallelujah. God planted some things in our young people at youth camp this year. Hallelujah. God gave you some promises that you haven't seen yet, but it doesn't mean that they weren't true. It's going to happen, but it's going to happen through persistent prayer. Come on, old timers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We didn't have old time revival without old fashioned prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We didn't have breakthrough without intercession. Hallelujah. It's time to push the enemy back. It's time to push intimidation back. Hallelujah. And pray with boldness. Pray with authority. God is going to answer. Hallelujah. I want some elders to come up around these young people if you're able to. Amen. And lay hands on them. Come up behind them. Amen. Let's join them. Amen. Some moms, some dads, some elders, some grandmas, some grandpas. Amen. Let's build this tonight. Hallelujah. It takes all of us. It takes the younger and it takes the elder and everybody in between. You may not be able to stand for very long, but if you can go lay hands on a young person, amen, if you can go impart something in prayer, and let's join together. Come on. Hallelujah. God's doing something tonight. God's birthing something tonight.